Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting second, the second baseman, Bobby Valentine. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fourth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Tom Grieve. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Houseman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Houseman. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting second, the center fielder, Roland Office. Batting third, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth, the catcher, Biff Pocoroba. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Murphy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Darryl Chaney. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mickey Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Mickey Mahler. And now, play ball. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood takes first base on ball four. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilbreth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Grieve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a fly ball into left field. Burrows settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman bunts towards first. Murphy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houseman for the out. Flynn moves to second. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maddox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahler fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Stearns moves to third. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 0-for-1 in the game. Grieve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. Montanez scores. It's 3-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grieve. The throw from Pocoroba and he is out, Chaney applying the tag. Two outs. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Maddox. The throw from Pocoroba and he is safe. Maddox steals second. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn is walked intentionally. Tom Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-0 in the game. Houseman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maddox scores. Flynn moves to third. It's 4-0, Mets. Eddie Solomon now pitching. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0-for-1 in the game. Offis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chaney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0-for-1 in the game. Pocoroba hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Mets. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a fly ball into center field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Solomon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solomon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Valentine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 2. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Grieve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grieve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Grieve takes first base on ball 4. Lee Mozzilli pinch runs for Tom Grieve. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Solomon. Mozzilli moves to second. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozzilli. The throw from Pocoroba and he is safe. Mozzilli steals third. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Lee Mozilli now playing center field. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Flynn. Gilbreth moves to second. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Offis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murray now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gilbreth moves to third. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gilbreth scores. It's 4-3, Mets. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Matthews moves to second. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pocoroba hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair pinch hits for Dale Murray. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair takes first base on ball 4. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boisclair moves to second. Bobby Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boisclair scores. Youngblood moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. Henderson moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Craig Skok now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cheney fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Doug Flynn now playing second base. Tim Foley now playing shortstop. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 2 in the game. Chaney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Mets. Joe Nolan pinch hits for Craig Skok. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nolan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Campbell now pitching. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maddox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first, with Campbell covering, for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards third. Gilbreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burrows hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pocoroba hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Atlanta Braves, 4. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.